Your kitchen is one of the most expensive rooms to remodel in your house. So a lot of people want to cut corners and spend as little money as possible. Here's the fact. There are many materials you don't want to use in your kitchen. Plastic laminate counters. Okay, before I get going, the truth is there are a lot of great laminate products that exist today. The big thing I mean on this one is make sure you don't go for the lowest price option available. They're not very sturdy and they're not gonna hold up well. So make sure you're not getting something that's gonna ruin itself in a very short period of time. If you're gonna go ahead and spend the money, upgrade a little bit and spend some more to make sure you've got a quality product. Cheap vinyl flooring. Now, once again, there are a lot of great vinyl products that exist. What I mean by this is don't go for the super cheap vinyl sheet that you can roll out across the floor. A lot of times it's extremely thin and it can delaminate and cause bubbles to form across your kitchen. The cheaper you go, the more likely it is that it's not gonna hold up. So make sure that you really research the product that you're gonna use and do everything the right way the first time. Some laminated cabinet fronts. There are some laminated cabinet fronts that you can buy that are not really the best way to go when you're trying to save a buck in your kitchen. Although it could be a lower price point when you first put it in, the truth is there's three things that can happen that could cause it to be more expensive in the long run. The first thing is some of these laminated cabinets are not heat resistant, so they may start to warp or peel and delaminate over a dishwasher or even over your stove. The second thing is they can age and warp real easily, or they can even turn yellow as you're using them. The third issue is the wood underneath could be really cheap as well. So if you have someone slam the door inadvertently, it could cause it to crack or break. All of these are gonna end up costing you more money in the long run than if you would have spent it up front getting a better quality cabinet. Flat paint. Flat paint is all the rage if you're looking for areas in the home like a bedroom or a living room, but it's really not kitchen friendly. And here's what I mean. Flat paints do not stand up to multiple scrubbings or wipings. You want something that's a high gloss or a semi-gloss because they have a more durable finish, and if you're cleaning up any spills or any splatters, they're better off in your kitchen than anything that's a flat finish. Trendy backsplash materials. There's a lot of different trends that come through backsplashes in kitchens. I've seen stone, glass tile, subway tile, anything in between, including mosaics. The truth is, you don't want to go with something super trendy or super colored in one direction or another because those tastes are going to change. A subway tile has always been and will always be something that's somewhat in style, so make sure you're going with something that anybody's going to like at any time. Thanks for checking out the Air & Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/theairandadvantage or on Twitter @airandadvantage.